He has a PhD in health sciences and a master in public health, and his interest areas are the leadership style and outcomes of leadership, including job satisfaction and factors that influence nurses' satisfaction on the job. Dr. Snodgrass.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for hanging in there at the last tail end of this conference. What I want to do is, now I have uploaded handouts for this, so for those of you that are terribly interested afterwards, you can access these handouts. So for some of the specific information, given our short amount of time, I just want to make sure I kind of hit the broad overview and kind of main thrust and findings of the study. So some of these things I won't go over necessarily in detail. Let me back up. I'm sorry. Dr. Jones, you see listed here, she actually was a primary investigator. She was a contributor to this presentation, but a primary investigator for the research itself. I was her dissertation chair, so she couldn't be here, unfortunately, so I'm presenting for both of us. So the purpose of the study was to examine the job satisfaction level of licensed nurses employed as school health nurses, and also look at the motivating and hygiene factors that are instrumental to job satisfaction and dissatisfaction, as the case may be. So here are our research questions that are listed here for you to look over. So the main questions that we were trying to get answered here was, what is the relationship between motivating factors and job satisfaction, as well as hygiene factors and job satisfaction? And then also secondarily looking at the influence of demographic factors, if you will, as mediating factors on both job satisfaction and reported levels of motivating and hygiene factors. So it's based on Hertzberg's motivation hygiene theory, also known as the dual factor theory. And it was a cross-sectional survey design, quantitative, non-experimental. So the data collection, here's just an overview of the data collection approach that we took. So this was, it was a large county, a mid-Atlantic state, Maryland. A large school district, as you can probably see here, 197 schools, and including 200, over 200 and some nurses, including RNs and LPNs in terms of our sample, our target sample. Now, the data collection instruments, you can see here there was a self-designed demographic survey, but our primary data collection tool was the Index of Work Satisfaction. And you can see I have a reference here at the bottom. Paula Stamps was the primary developer of this tool, of this research tool. Let me just quickly talk a little bit about that tool, the Index of Work Satisfaction. So it looks at six primary variables, motivating and hygiene factors, including pay, organizational policies, interaction, autonomy, professional status, and task requirements. And there's two different parts. There's a Part A and Part B. And so as I go through the data presentation on our findings, I'll present both what we found from both Part A and Part B of that instrument. So the sample itself, we deployed the survey via hard copy and electronic to maximize response rate. And we ended up, long and the short of it, with 135 completed surveys, which for the response rate of 220 was actually pretty good. As if you're familiar with survey response rate, of course, that's anytime you can get 20-25% or above, you've done pretty darn good. And that really was necessary given the small sample size anyway. If we'd had a really low response rate, we couldn't have done much with the data, frankly. But very satisfied with that response rate. You can see here, again, some of these things I'm not going to go through in detail. That's just to give you some of the characteristics of the folks who responded, essentially. You can see well represented by African American, 37 Caucasian, and then age ranges. You can see it was pretty diverse from younger to older. Of course, that's all relative, isn't it? Let's go on. All right, so looking at the variables, let me just go on a little bit more in terms of describing these variables. In terms of the independent, dependent, and mediating variables, again, what we were looking at that we were able to get from the Index of Work Satisfaction Survey, the independent variables of motivation factors. Now, those would include on this particular instrument autonomy, professional status, and task requirements. Okay, that's delineated as the motivating factors or motivational factors. And then the hygiene factors, including pay, organizational policies, and interaction. And then the dependent being job satisfaction. And then we also secondarily looked at demographics, the mediating effect, if you will, of demographics on these variables, independent, dependent. Now, this is kind of an obnoxious table to be looking at in a presentation, isn't it? But I thought it would be good for me to put up here, and I'll just point out some things here on this table. Again, this is kind of violates good PowerPoint presentation rules. I do recognize that. It's a little too much probably for one slide. But just so I can point out some things, the way this matrix, and this is from part A of the survey, and let me just describe briefly kind of what respondents have to do. So you have these six different variables, and what they're doing on this part A of the survey we're asking them to do is to rank whether they consider pay more important than the other five variables, and so on. For instance, autonomy more important than pay, et cetera. So what you'll see presented, I'll just point out a few things in the columns listed, for instance, pay. Let's look at pay as an example. For pay, they were asked then, you know, is pay more important than autonomy? Or autonomy more important than pay? You can see for pay, for instance, if you go down the first column to autonomy, 58% of the people said pay was more important to them than autonomy. Pay, 63% said pay was more important than task requirements. You see that on that first column, for an example. We can go on and use professional status as an example. They were asked, was professional status, if you go on down the columns, professional status, was it more important, for instance, than task requirements? 44% said it was more important. So you see, it's kind of complicated to look at, but once you kind of can make sense of it, it's a good quick snapshot of how these folks ranked ordered these things. So let me go on with some more data presentation here. If you look, I didn't skip it. I know I did not. Okay. For the next slide here for part A, there's several steps to calculating this information, and we follow the instrument tool itself and the recommendations for how to analyze the data. So that's what we follow. There's several steps to it. It's a bit tedious. It's really not that complicated, but it is a bit tedious for us non-statisticians to get through all of this. But what you're going to see here, you can see the variables order of importance. So this is a good overview of all these six variables, how were they rank ordered by the participants. From most important to them, as they perceive these different factors, motivating and hygiene factors, most important to least important. And so you can see pay was ranked at the top. That's probably not a big surprise as most important compared to the other variables. On down to, secondly, would be autonomy. On down to organizational policies being the least important to them relative to the other variables. Now, in the parentheses, what you see is a number here, and that's the component weighting coefficient. And so that took several steps to get to. But basically, that's asking them to, it's a summary. It's a summary number, and it essentially says, it indicates how important each component is to the respondent. So that's what you're seeing if you're wondering what those numbers are. Okay, so moving on to the second part in terms of the findings from this survey, from the Index of Work Satisfaction. You can see level of satisfaction for each variable. Now, this is a very simple presentation. They had to rank order the different six variables on a scale, Likert scale. Typical Likert scale was a 1-7 scale. So you can see here then what they're being asked here on this scale for part B is the extent to which they're satisfied currently. So it's a little different than part A. Part A is just asking them to rank order what they feel to be most important generally. But this one is currently. So that obviously is in the context of their current work, their job, okay, in terms of what they are most satisfied with, as you see here. So you can see a little different from the part A, order of importance, to then their level of satisfaction with each variable. Does that make sense as you all see that? Yes, good. Okay, so interesting to note then, you can see, for instance, organizational policies. Okay, they didn't necessarily, participants didn't perceive that to be all that important to them on part A, but in terms of level of satisfaction with their job, that was at the top, you can see. On down, for instance, look at pay, close to the bottom there in terms of current level of satisfaction, part A or part B. Now, for this scale, because it's been used, this IWS scale has been used in a number of studies, and so we have some good reference points, although it's not been used specifically in school health nursing, a lot of different other different settings for nurses. But generally speaking, you can see the overall mean satisfaction level was 3.8. And a moderate level of satisfaction in terms of score is generally considered to be between 2.5 and 5.5 on this scale or thereabouts. So you can see overall satisfaction, if you just want a quick gauge of how satisfied these folks are, fairly satisfied, not really low, not really high either. Continuing on with, again, some more analysis, and we're following the protocol for the survey. Again, it's pretty tedious to come up with some of these things, but it helps to give a little clearer picture. Here, you can see this. Let me see if I can make sense out of this. You can see the very far column of the component adjusted score. And so that requires a series of calculations, including multiplying the component weighting coefficient. That's in the first column. You can see there, Part A. And then that weighs the satisfaction of each component and the importance placed. So it's kind of a combination of these different scores from Part A to Part B that then come up with this component adjusted score. And then that gives you an overall. See the very bottom, at the bottom right column there, you have the overall index of work satisfaction score of 11.7. Most scores, according to the instrument developer and all the other research that's gone into this, falls usually somewhere around 12 overall level of satisfaction. So then the question is, how far off are these folks? They're obviously pretty close to the normal reported level of overall satisfaction. We kind of secondarily ran, this is just kind of an extra, if you will, looking at the individual scores of the different six components to the composite satisfaction score. And then you can see from here there's three things that were found to be significant with correlation, and that is professional status, interaction, and pay. So also looking at the mediating effects of demographic characteristics, didn't find a whole lot looking at both the mediating effect of demographics on overall reported level of satisfaction as well as on the reported levels of each of the hygiene and motivating factors. But you can see, for instance, educational setting I have starred there. What we did find there is, with that one, we had to run a t-test because they worked in one of two settings, either elementary school setting or the secondary setting, being middle school or high school. So what we did find with the t-test is that post-hoc test, that elementary school nurses were reported significantly higher levels of satisfaction overall than the sample that was in the secondary school, which is kind of an interesting finding. The others, there was no significance. And then continuing on, similarly, looking at demographic characteristics on the individual motivating and hygiene factors, those six different factors, we didn't find any significance at the P05 level. Some were approaching, one in particular, I mean, really, when you look at some of these things, I think it would be appropriate to set it at the P.10 instead of P.05, although we stuck with the traditional P.05. But really looking at things like satisfaction, for me, if I was an administrator, that would still be important to me, even if it wasn't statistically significant. For instance, if you look at prior nursing experience, you can see it's not at the .05, right at the P.10 level. What we did find with that is nurses that came from a background of community health nursing or pediatric nursing reported higher levels of current satisfaction than those that came from more traditional settings such as acute care or the hospital-based geriatric skilled nursing, for instance. It's kind of an interesting finding looking at that. So quickly, summary of findings. How much time do we have?
You're good.
We're good? Okay. Part A, again, just as a kind of to review back, pay was ranked to be the most important variable. Again, really probably no surprise there, followed by autonomy, task requirements, interaction, professional status, and organizational policies. And then from Part B, there were most participants reported their highest level of satisfaction with organizational policies, followed by autonomy, interaction, professional status, pay, and task requirements. But again, overall reported levels of job satisfaction would be considered to be about average according to this instrument. And again, we ran, again, the quick correlations as I showed just a moment ago. Significant positive association between job satisfaction and professional status, as well as pay and interaction. And then looking at the differences of the mediating variables, demographic characteristics, as I just noted. I'll just kind of do a quick wrap-up here in terms of interpretation of findings. interesting. I mean, it's really no surprise. I don't think you'll find many nurses out there that are perfectly satisfied with how much they're getting paid, especially in school health nursing, I would imagine. That seemed to be the case here. Although they reported it to be important to them, they were not particularly satisfied with their level of pay. So I think kind of the takeaway message for some of this information, let me get to the, well, that's where I want to be. Really is kind of what's the low-hanging fruit here, and that being, for instance, the task requirements, which is a motivating factor, was considered to be the third most important but ranked last in satisfaction. And then also the pay, the issue of pay, ranking the most important variable, yet it was second to the lowest in satisfaction. I think those are probably two of the things that kind of jump out from this study that would be most important to consider, particularly with this particular sample in this setting, for administrators to consider. Obviously, information like this, I do think it is particularly important, I think, because we're often involved with the day-to-day issues that we have to face in whatever setting it may be. We tend to overlook these issues and don't pay enough attention to them. I think this is because this has been done. Obviously, job satisfaction has been examined in all sorts of settings for nurses in many different studies, and I think we have some very good data in different settings, but we don't in the school health nursing setting, and that was the primary motivator, particularly for Dr. Jones, who was the primary investigator, to start and initiate this study, and hopefully can build on this as well, to lend a little bit more information and detail about, you know, what is important to school health nurses in particular, not nurses in general, in these settings. What is both important to them, and how are they currently satisfied with those issues, and how best to address them. And again, for me, a couple of things would be the pay issue, which is not an easy one to address, of course, and then the task requirements. I think that is something working with administrators, both school health nurses with the administrators, can be addressed, probably in a pretty reasonable way to improve both levels of satisfaction and the motivational issues. And, okay, study limitations. Certainly, survey research is cross-sectional, inherent limitations with cross-sectional research, and it was, of course, one particular school district, very large school district nonetheless, had a decent sample size, but of course we have to be very careful about generalizing that beyond that particular sample. But I do think this particular study is certainly impetus to continue this on with the broader school health nursing population. That's it.
Great, thank you very much, Dr. Snyder.